Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Although change management is one of the most important critical success factors for a digital transformation, it can be very difficult to sell your executive team and your key stakeholders on the concept of change. So what I want to talk about today are the things that you can do to sell change management internally to your team. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting, and we're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And much of the work we do is in the realm of organizational change management. And one of the biggest challenges we face with our clients is an understanding or a lack of understanding of why change management is important, what it means, and how to incorporate change management into an overall transformation. And this is particularly true with executives and people that just don't have a lot of experience with organizational change management or experience with complex digital transformations. So what I want to do today is provide you with some of the tips and talking points that you can take to your team to help them understand the importance of change management. The first step toward helping your team understand what change management is and what the value is to help them understand what exactly change management is. And to understand what change management is, it oftentimes helps to start with what it's not. Change management is not just a soft, touchy-feely type of thing where we're all singing kumbaya and making each other feel good. It's about tangible business results. So that's probably the most important place to start as it relates to your executive team and some of your internal stakeholders. Now, what change management is really anything that allows the organization and the operations of your company or your organization to move forward to that future state, whatever it may entail. So obviously that future state does include technology. So there certainly is a component of communications and training that goes along with that, but there's a lot more to change management beyond just training people on how to use the new system. There are several other work streams within change management that are critical, things like organizational design and just redefining what people's roles and responsibilities are going to be. There's change impact and understanding how individuals and work groups within your organization are going to be impacted by the transformation so that we can target our communications and our training and our change efforts to fit exactly their needs and where they are today and where they're headed. And finally, there's also benefits realization. So making sure that we've established a plan to actually realize the benefits and the value that we expect to get from our digital transformation. Now, for a deeper dive into some of the different work streams and some of the different components of change management, I've included some links below that'll give you some guidance on that. And I've also included a link to our organizational change management report, which gives some best practices and a deeper dive into understanding what change management is. And you can certainly share that with your executive team and your internal stakeholders as well. But hopefully in the meantime, this has given you a high level starting point to understand what change management is.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
In our experience, helping clients implement solutions and recover some of their implementations that have gone wrong, in some extreme cases, acting as an expert witness in lawsuits involving ERP implementations, we find that the number one common theme with those implementations is a lack of organizational change management. So oftentimes it helps to share that story with your stakeholders and with your team to help them understand that change management is absolutely a driver of success versus failure. And when we define success versus failure, it comes down to two layers. first is implementing on time and on budget. So companies that don't invest appropriately in organizational change management will typically find that they're going to spend more time and money, ironically, on their implementation than they would if they had invested appropriately in organizational change. So investing in this time and effort associated with organizational change is absolutely critical to ensure that you're successful in your initial implementation in terms of finishing on time and on budget. Now, the second dimension of failure, which is actually even more costly and more disruptive than the first around implementation time and cost, is the whole concept of operational disruption. If you think about what happens if you go live and you haven't managed change appropriately, a lot of times what ends up happening is you have some sort of massive operational disruption at the time you go live. So for example, you may not be able to ship product or service your customers or close the books or some combination of all the above. And organizational change management is a way to mitigate that risk to ensure that your people are ready, the operations in the organization are all ready to move forward into this future state so that by the time you get to go live, it's more of a non-event rather than a big, massive, chaotic event. So organizational change can prevent failure in that way as well. Now, if we shift gears and shift away from preventing failure and focus more on how do we get more value out of this investment we're about to make in our digital transformation, you can see that there's a lot of value that organizations leave on the table by not investing in organizational change management. And there's a reason that most organizations don't realize the business benefits they expected out of their technology. And one of the biggest reasons is because they didn't invest in organizational change. So in other words, the technology can do what's needed to be done to create business value and to reduce cost and increase efficiency, but change management didn't connect the dots between what those technical capabilities are and what the organizational capabilities are. So making sure that we have a change management plan that directly ties to business value and increased ROI can be one of the most powerful ways to sell change management to your stakeholders, especially at the executive level. One of the intangible benefits of change management that many don't think about is the fact that it will ultimately reduce chaos within your organization after go live. And it also enables you to scale, which for most organizations is one of the key reasons why they're implementing new technology or going through the transformation in the first place. So in order to ensure that you're avoiding the employee chaos and the morale issues that come along with that, and you're creating an environment that can scale and take on more business and grow faster than you would otherwise, you really need to make sure that you have the organizational change piece to really tie together all the different components of your digital transformation into something that actually gives you that foundation to scale for growth. Now, I hope this has given you a high-level summary of how to sell organizational change management to the skeptics, either internally within your organization or perhaps outside of your organization as well. Oftentimes, for example, system integrators or technical types don't recognize the value of change management either. So this is meant to give you some talking points that you can use to convince your team of the importance of change management. And for more information, again, I encourage you to download our change management report. I've included a link to that below that'll give you some guidance on how to start with the change management journey, what some of the different work streams are, and what some of the best practices are that we've seen work with our clients. So be sure to check out that link below. I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.